morning and welcome to the Life of Raw podcast. Today we will have a little bit longer podcast than normal. The first thing we have is an interview with one of my closest friends, Ty Taliban. She's an artist, a great one. The universe will hear her music, and I believe I say that a little bit later. And then the second one is just of me being interviewed by my little boo don't or whatever. And it's just kind of me really expressing myself. Next week, we will have a live podcast again as we did the first week. So I do hope that y'all enjoyed this one. You can catch the video for this one on YouTube. I will put the links on Instagram, so I do hope that you enjoy it. Peace.
So you clearly wrong off the break.
I don't know what I'm doing.
See, you want to turn this way. See, now you want it a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. All right, it's good. Now turn a little bit this way. Stop, turn it back.
Right there.
Right there. Yeah.
Alright, so you're gonna hit the red button with your finger at on the front. No. Right there, you see it? You're gonna hit that right there.
This right here, right here?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. I'm loving it.
Alright, y'all ready?
Yeah. Should I take my hood off?
It don't really matter.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Y'all ready?
I mean, it's up to you.
Oh my god.
Who wasted the battery?
Welcome to episode 2 of the Life of Raw podcast. Today we're going to do an interview with one of my best friends. No, it's supposed to be right there. One of my best friends. Some of y'all know her as Taliban. Some of y'all know her as Ty. Some of y'all know her as.
You are all red. You're blinking red.
What are you talking about? I mean, it's recording.
No, the battery.
Oh, okay. Well, I got the charger, so I'm not tripping. Talking about something blinking red. Recording. Alright, so basically.
Thirsty,
huh? Basically. Hold up. What is going on? Hello? Alright.
I don't know which one turns it up.
Huh?
That turns it up.
I know. I've been playing with it. But I just need to move the mic over. Boom. Because we don't got the other cord. Once we get the other cord, we'll be alright. We can play with it and stuff. Alright, so, like I said, welcome to podcast number 2. We're going to get right into it. Basically, Ty, what I want to start off with is, I know you for a long time. But I guess for me and the listeners, what really made you want to do music? Like, what's your inspiration?
I've been doing it for a long time. From the age of 7 or 6, I've been doing music. And it's just like, it just became a habit. It's a part of my life. It's like a way to just let out certain emotions and thoughts.
Okay.
Like an outlet.
Like an outlet for you. I feel that. So, who would you say your musical superhero is, or inspiration, or?
Well, we used to go back in time. All the way back in time. Man, it was Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
It was Lil Jon.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
yeah.
B2K. But it was only Lil Fizz. Cause I wasn't getting with the rest of them.
So you messy, cause you like the little bitch, you messy.
Man, really, my first rap name was Shay Fizz.
Oh, I'm dead.
Shay
Fizz?
Yeah, it was
Shay Fizz. That's crazy. I ain't never know that. Okay, Shay Fizz? Yo, that's hilarious. Little Fizz. And that, for you to say that like right now, or all that other wild stuff is going on, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I like B2K, but only for Lil Fizz, though.
Well, you know, he took his bitch.
He took it. All right, this is one way to look at it. So, all right, so you said Wayne, you said B2K, you said Lil Jon. Those are all kind of like, I mean, obviously, we talk about hip-hop and R&B. Those are all, they all kind of like run together. So, what would you say that your genre of music would be considered as? Because those are like, those are, it's one genre, but it's not like, it's definitely other genres and subgenres. So, what do you say that your genre is?
My genre is trap blues.
Trap blues.
Trap education. Like, if I had an actual genre, it'd be trap blues.
Trap blues?
Yeah.
Okay. You said trap blues. Trap education. I don't really think trap education would be like, I think that's like,
well, if I had a school, I'd have a trap education.
What would
but
you name
my
the school?
My genre would be trap blues.
What would you name the school?
Taliban High.
Taliban High.
You.
Alright, okay.
Yeah.
So what gave you, where did your name come from? You talk about Taliban High. Where did your name Taliban come from?
Well, my name Ty. OOM came from Only One Militia. Taliban comes from everyone say I'm wild. I look like I could be Osama. So I'm like, I'm the Taliban.
You're the Taliban?
Taliban.
Okay. So we need to get you one of them little head wrap things like Nick Cannon got.
Nah.
Mm-mm. Alright.
I want the scarf.
You want the scarf? Alright, my bad. You're nodding her head. Alright, so how long do you intend on making music? Like, do you want to keep going with it forever?
Never? Man, as long as I can.
As long as you got a voice, huh?
I want to leave my legacy behind.
I feel that. I definitely
my
feel
grandkids can look back.
Like, my grandmama, wow, her name was Taliban.
Yeah.
I'm little Taliban.
Put on grandma Taliban.
Put on grandma Taliban. Yeah. Granny, this you. Granny, this you.
If I'm alone when the little y'all can step, they can be like, grandma was alone when she was stepping. Yeah. Walk down, shoot.
Right. Yo, you foolish. All right. So, when you say trap blues, right, that's a different type of style. And I know when you dress and stuff, I know I've been around you and your family for a long time. So, where do you think that your style comes from? Because I know that you have, like, custom-made jeans that you walk around rocking, that they all be flying dope. So, where do you think trap blues comes along with your style? Like, what would you say that kind of manifested that style for you?
When I think of blues, I think of like happy, sad music.
Happy, sad music, okay.
And my style is sad all the way. I'm just sad. I be looking sad 24/7. I always look sad. I be like this. Sad. And all my pictures, if you look at them, don't I look sad?
Yeah, let me see. Let's go to your Instagram right now. How about let's look at that? Does she really be looking sad?
Yeah.
Y'all, if y'all want to follow her on Instagram while I'm pulling this up, it is gifted period OOM. I follow. Don't forget the period. Let's see. You be fake looking sad. You know what I'm saying?
Happiest motherfucker you gonna meet.
Yeah. She be fake looking sad. Some of them Jones do be like, what's wrong with her? She was going through, just having a bad day, ain't really want to take a picture.
I was going through with some of them days. Mentally.
Yeah, the mind
but I'm
is
all a, around happy.
Yeah, the mind is the devil's playground for real. I just posted something last night saying, you can't be, it's hard for people to be empathetic if you're battling yourself mentally. So, like, I know, I understand that 100%. Like, you be in your head just going back and forth, you know? You're like, when there's somebody wants you to care about something, or you to look happy, or you to be this way, you to be that way, it's just like, I got a lot going on in my dome right now. Yeah. I get back to you. So I understand that. And I guess this is like more so like a fake, we actually do an interview, but like if you was on the job, like people would be like, why should we hire you? But like, why should we listen to your music? Like, why should people want to listen? I already know why, but why should they want to listen to your music? Like, I can tell you the whole universe should hear your music. The whole world should listen and hear your music and jam out to your trap blues. But why should everyone else listen to it?
Well, if they can relate, it'd be a way for them to get through any of their problems.
Mm-hmm.
I might have a solution in my music.
I got you.
Oh, they want to take some anger out, I got music that'll help you take your anger out. You want to feel dull, I got music that'll make you feel just as dull as you want to be. If you want to get hyped up, got that too. If you depressed and you going through it, I got music to help you go through it. You heartbroken, I got music for the people that's heartbroken.
So you got heartbreak music?
I got all genres. And that's why it's considered trap blues. It's all in one.
I feel that. So if you could pick a celebrity artist, or maybe just a general artist, not even a celebrity artist, to do a feature with you or be featured on their song, who would it be?
A celebrity artist, I would have to say Lil Durk. Local artist, I would have to say No Savage.
No Savage?
Yeah.
So Lil Durk and No Savage.
Yeah. No Savage like that right there. He crank it.
He crank it
out the city.
All right. I feel that. All right. So can you let the people know how they can get in touch with you? Like, how can they reach out to you, boo, whatever. I'm going to play a snippet, obviously, of, you know, some of your tunes, whatever we decide on, I guess, after this. Can you tell them how they can get in touch with you, how they can follow you, how they can listen to your music, all of that?
You can follow me on Twitter at gifted_OOM, Instagram gifted.OOM. My music is on all platforms under OOM Taliban.
All right, well, thank you, Ty, for coming. Thanks for being the first interview on this jump. We're going to end this jump short right here. And we're going to play some of her music. Hope that y'all vibe with it, because I know I do. And I'll check y'all later.
Touch me, nigga, don't even know. Will! Damn, hey. I'm glad you're here.
Hey. I'm alone when I know I got stuck. Don't talk to me, nigga, don't need me no pain. He was a little younger when I first touched the chrome. With sticky kill, wasn't thinking protect. Fucked in my mind when I saw Travis dad. I was just a little younger playing in them buildings. Traumatized, turned the child to a villain. Who am I? I'm in the sky with my space. Bitch, yoga, bitch, I'm taking your space. Losing time, but the money was made. From the pain, most importantly, all of that. Apply the pressure, they consider this crazy. I'm climbing to the top, they try to pull me down. Can't whip out a bitch, I can't end up no clown. Can't trip with no clown, cause my money bound. Yeah. My bitch not numb, I'm around. And a youngin' ain't once new, once drunk, yeah. I am not me, second time around. I don't know how to feel, but I gotta keep my ground. It's cause you got double triggers and it's brown. Cover my town, all Jamaicans around. She bought me a beat, now I got busted down. Born tense in my grandma, but watch her frown. She want me to chafe, but I'm still on my day. Don't question my courage, just question my meaning. I don't got a pulse, I don't know where I'm breathing. I just put on my mask and I stay when I need. I just finished probation, the time is seated. I'm from 12, bitch, no one will see. Don't worry where I'm at, no job will need it. No love lost, but you know I ain't need this. Walk alone when the little yanker stop. No words on my chest, I ain't.
Finished because I feel like that's me. Like, I love tats, and that's me being like me. I feel like if I get some more piercings and stuff, that's me too. But I don't want nothing wild. But I just feel like I haven't been able to be myself. Like, who am I? I don't know. Like, I mean, I know, but I don't know. You can move the phone back. It don't gotta be that close.
You got to, because it barely hear you.
How you know? Accident. I don't see no crash. Oh, that car. No, that car is messed up. I don't know. Like, it'd be hard for me to express, like, who I am. And I feel like that's the best way. Like, I love getting tatted. Like, no funny. I love just being myself. And I feel like I'd be ridiculed too much for being myself. Like, too much. Like, way too often. Like, all my life. Like, why I gotta be ridiculed for who I am? Like, yeah. Like,
how do you feel about when people talk about you a certain way? Like, whether it's good or bad?
I mean, I'm to the point where I really don't care. I'd rather you know what I'm saying, tell me, pick up the phone or whatever, calling me out and say that to my face than, like, talk about my back. But that's anybody. Like, people gonna talk because they wanna talk. People like talking just to hear the sound of their own voice. So they can go ahead and listen to themselves, because ain't nobody else gonna listen to them. None of the people to me that matter gonna listen to them, at least. Like, you can say whatever you want to say, but, like, that shit don't faze me, because it's not fazing my circle. It's not fazing who I'm around.
Right. How do you feel as though, like, do you think haters motivate you, or do you have any haters that motivate you?
I mean, I really don't know per se, like, who my haters are exactly. But, I mean, everybody got them. You feel me? Like, for example, I stamped somebody was watching me from a page that they literally made 2 seconds just to watch me on my live. Like, they gave me support, but at the same time, it just was a little, it just threw me off a little bit, you know? It was just like, what, like, who watching me? And then some people, like, I don't know who my haters are, but at the end of the day, people gonna hate, people gonna have everything in the world, in the book, to say negative, like, about me, like, about you, about anybody. Like, for example, I got a deep voice for a girl. Like, okay, you people used to joke, like, oh yeah, Sierra, you know Sierra's like the singer that was born like this, woo woo woo, because she talked deep. Like, what? Shut the f-. Like, that just is the dumbest shit in the world. But people, that's what people like to go, and if that's where they want to go and take it, then that's on them. Don't faze me though.
Among your peers, how do you perceive yourself, your ranking among your peers?
What do you mean by my ranking? Like, I don't really care.
Like, how do you see yourself doing with all, like, the people that used to down you back in high school? How do you see yourself amongst them? Like, right, like, with your success?
I mean, I feel like we all out here struggling right now. I don't really think I'm over nobody. Like, yeah, okay, I got my education, and I stayed, and I hustled, and I did all that, and I gained, like, super, super, super knowledge, mad knowledge. Yeah, I got that jump, but at the same time, some of my peers that may not have the knowledge or may not even be qualified enough to get a certain job, they still at the end of the day, work just as hard. They're more disciplined. Some of them are really, really, really disciplined. Like, they're way more disciplined than I am. And so, like, that's what I need to work on, discipline, so I can put my knowledge and put forth success, so I can be like, oh yeah, you downed me, but what's up? Like, you hitting me up because you need something for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I guess I'm kind of at with it.
Do you think that this could take off in the direction that you feel as though it could support you and your family?
Like, my podcast and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, what happened? It's cold. Whatever happens, happens. Like, you know, I'm doing this so I can help other people. You know, like, that's my main goal. I've always been that type of person, no matter what, like, negative, anything that's been in my life. I always been wanting to help people. How can I make you a better you? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm still building me. I'm still trying to make me a better me. But I can guarantee you I can make you a better you. You know, I got some type of confidence about myself that I know for a fact, like, I can make you better. I can make you so much better. Like, what? You tripping. And I just feel as though I might not feel that for myself, but I know that with each person I help and help make them better, I get better. Like, I be one up. You know what I'm saying? I help this person today, I be one up tomorrow. So for me, it's like if something happens with it, that's dope. Like, that's cool. You know, that's great. That's excellent. That's definitely what I wanted to come out of it. I got a bigger grand scope of things that I'm also working on myself. But that for me, that's it. Like, yeah, all right, cool. We up now. Like, boom. And it is what it is. Gotta take it like that. Like, you worked hard for something. You ain't work hard for nothing.
You're a very hardworking female in this world. So, with that being said, do you give yourself any type of credit at all, or do you just down yourself, or how do you take the criticism that others give you, as in like towards your success?
I mean, people are gonna criticize. Just like I said earlier, they're gonna talk about you. Like, you could criticize whatever you want to criticize. That's on you. But for real, I mean, that really is what it is. Like, sometimes I do doubt myself, but I don't really try to do that in front of other people unless they're close to me. Like, I'll be rest assured, I know what I'm telling you is fact, and I ain't going to move or shake or nothing from it. But, like, only the people that are real close to me know that I really do be down to myself. I really do be trying to figure out, like, okay, like, am I really good enough? Can I really do this? Can I really do that? And the people that see that, they also know that I know what I'm talking about. I don't be just talking, like, because I just be talking. Like, sometimes I do, but I know what I'm saying. Like, the advice that I'm giving is always going to be valid. Like, it's always going to pull through for you. You're going to get a W listening to what I got to say. You know, so that's another reason why I feel like people should listen to my podcast. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeding you your vegetables. Like, everybody need vegetables. I'm feeding you that knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you what you need. So that's why I feel like people should listen to my podcast. And I feel as though I do be down on myself, but obviously you want to listen, so I need to fix that on myself. But I don't want to do it in a way that makes me no longer humble and knowing, like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? You're not above nobody else.
So your first episode of your podcast is down in the books. How do you think that went?
It could have gone better, to be honest. It could have gone way better. I was just really nervous. Could have got way better. Like, I was nervous. I kept playing. Like, I didn't keep playing with it, but I couldn't figure out where I wanted the mic volume to pick me up at. And then when I finally got it, it was good.
With that comes time to figure
out. Yeah, I know. But at the same time, it was also just, I was on a good topic. I was on a good subject. And then, like, having somebody to ask a question on the first jump. It just surprised me. Like, I was like, oh, they're asking me a question? Oh, let me stop talking about what I'm talking about. Like, let me go answer this question. You know, like, it was just kind of, yeah, it was kind of hype. Like, I was like, all right, people just going to sit here, support me, and just listen. And it is what it is. Ain't nobody going to really put their two cents in. Like, I've been saying, but somebody really, real ass, and I was like, oh wow, alright. And it was really actually, they was interested, and other people that was listening, they was interested too.
Right. For me, looking at your first podcast, it looked like you did well of looking at other people's podcasts, how they start out. They probably ain't do just as good as you, But, you know, some people do better. But I think you did a very good job on your podcast. But with that being said, is there anything that you're going to change for your next podcast?
I mean, it's a couple of things I'm going to change. I need to work on fixing my theme song. Maybe having something play in the background. You know, just little tweaks to it. Make sure my camera doesn't go out because I only have half a YouTube video of the whole thing. And that kind of sucks. And I'm also trying to get my hands on another camera as well. But I just want to make sure and try to be sure to just do a little bit better. Be a little bit more centered. Try not to use so many likes and but that comes with time too. So honestly, like, that's where I'm really at with it. See, and I just said like
all right, well, that wraps up the interview with Sierra, aka Raw, aka Four. Hey, would you like to say anything to your viewers that are listening to your interview?
Thank you for listening, you guys. This was really impromptu. I just was talking, and then I was like, oh, yeah, let's record this, Joe. So thanks for listening to it. You know, I really do appreciate it. Make sure y'all tune in to my next episodes and all the other stuff. And I'm unfortunately... You know, I'm sorry that this couldn't be a live podcast. But, you know, you still got pretty great stuff, I feel as though.